time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. As of Friday, September 11th, Carbon County has been switched to green. We're going to talk about really what that means and some of the other things that are tied in with this. Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming to see us today.
I'm happy to be here with you, Dave.
So let's talk first and foremost really about what it means to go green for the county.
So what it means is now there really are no longer imposed restrictions from the state or the local health department on any businesses. Particularly some of the our restaurants now are free to resume some of their more normal operations. Larger events have an opportunity to take place, and that's already come up as people have proposed certain benefit parties and concerts and things like that in the next several months. One thing you and I have been talking about already this morning is that it doesn't mean that every business is going to go back to normal right now. We have schools where our children are wearing masks. We have certain businesses where they're required. And there may be very good reasons for them to keep that in place so that they can continue operating as they want to.
And as we were talking about that, it's, you know, some places they have to answer to a higher power. And the state can say this is what's going on there, but they still have restrictions that are put upon them that aren't necessarily because of the state. One of the examples we used was Utah State University Eastern. That comes from Utah State. And just because the county has gone green doesn't mean that they can change things until Utah State does, correct?
Exactly. The same applies to our high schools. The governor put in an order for mask use at least until December 31st. That still remains effective. Once again, some of our businesses are asking that we wear masks as we go in, and those remain in place as long as they feel like they need to. So while we are in a good place and happy to entertain some more ideas and open up some additional businesses, we certainly need to be respectful of those institutions where they are answering to either a higher power or feel the need to maintain some of the social distancing and face covering use we've looked at.
So in accordance with the phrase that has been used entirely too much, we're now in what they're considering the new normal. And the one thing that we've talked about the last time that you were here, we talked about the fact that, now that we're back and we're in the green zone there, so to speak, the onus is really more on the public now, because you've got to, kind of self-police now, really.
Absolutely. The restrictions are no longer given by either the state or the local health department. And so we do still need to analyze where we're going, what we're doing, try to maintain some distances in maybe some of those more crowded situations, wash our hands more. One of the most important lessons we've learned now in the last couple of weeks, particularly since the start of school, is if you're sick, stay home. That's not a new message, but we have had a lot of parents do a great job keeping their kids home. That has saved us and the schools and their classmates a lot of heartache, because we haven't had to quarantine friends and classmates that would have otherwise had to be quarantined because those kids stayed home, which is great.
Right, and it's really, self-policing, and better safe than sorry. If your child isn't feeling well, or even if yourself is not feeling well, stay home from work, stay home from school if you feel you need to. Because that's how we're going to keep an eye on this and sort of keep it in check. The other thing that we still need to look at and be concerned with is for our, the older population and the higher risk population. And that still kind of applies, right?
Absolutely. They are still, you say high risk, that hasn't changed and won't change until we get maybe some vaccinations or some additional better treatments in place. So we are still working with our long-term care facilities, who have done a great job. We haven't had the outbreaks in our long-term care facilities that many other locations have. And so we applaud their efforts. We're not invulnerable, though, so we really have to keep an eye on if they're living in our household, how are we interacting with them, what are we doing to protect those people that we are with.
And so, yeah, we have those. We have the immunocompromised individuals and things like that that we still need to watch out for. And once again, as I said, it's on us now to take that and to run with that, correct?
Yeah. What we've said is that we've learned enough now to be in this new normal green phase, and we're going to be responsible enough moving forward to stay here.
All right. Now, the other thing that we need to realize, too, is just because we're here now doesn't mean we can't slide back, correct?
That is correct. And so we pay attention to what our percent positivity rate is through our testing programs. How many people are sick, and are they coming from unknown sources, community spread, or... Right now, we see a lot of family spread. When someone gets sick, they're passing it to their spouse and children. And while we don't like that, at least we know where it's coming from. If we get to a situation where we just cannot figure out where the illness is coming from, that may mean that we slide back to yellow.
And that's, we want to stay out of that area there. Just kind of keep moving forward with this. All right, Brady, did we cover everything? Did you have anything else that you wanted to let the people know or get out there for them?
I want to applaud the people of the area. I know that we deal with some uncomfortable situations where we're putting masks on when we don't want to, but really we know that it works to prevent spread. Respect each other. We are in a good place. We want to stay there, and it's up to the good people of Carbon Emery Counties to do that.
All right. Brady Bradford with the Southeastern Utah Health Department, thank you for taking out the time today. We appreciate it.
Happy to.
Now, for any more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.